It's 2 minutes to seven on breakfast. Let's check the finance news now with Elise Morgan. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Well, Wall Street's trading cautiously higher despite some strong economic data out as investors await those key US employment figures which are due out tonight, Australian time. The Dow Jones is 0.33% higher at 17,536. The S&P 500's 0.25% higher. Now, we've had the latest jobless claims and wages data, and they show the US jobs market is improving. The data revealed an unexpected fall in claims last week, down to 278,000, which is one of the lowest readings since the year 2000. Another data shows productivity is rising and wages are no longer falling. And tonight we'll have the official non-farm payrolls report, which is expected to show US unemployment remained at 5.9%. Across the Atlantic, European Central Bank boss Mario Draghi reassured markets the bank is preparing further monetary policy measures. It boosted stocks. The FTSE 100 added 0.25% and markets on the continent average gain of 0.33%. The euro dropped to a two-year low, though, and the Aussie dollar is still struggling against the rising strength in the greenback. The Aussie is now worth 85.7 US cents and 69.2 euro cents. The share market set to rise at the beginning of trade. The SPY is 0.5% higher. Oil prices are easing again. West Texas crude is back down to 77.6 US Fran, and spot gold's also falling. It's down to 1,144 US an ounce.
Thanks very much, Elise.